our seats. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, engineer, for leading us today. Later, we will have our more time of singing. Amen ba? Parang ayaw yung kumanta. Parang ako, mas gusto ko pong kumanta. I hope that towards the end of our I Love My Church series, we will have isang araw na concert. Kaya ba natin yun? A 24-hour praise and worship. At ang lahat mo na maglilid sa bawat oras ay ang bawat primary 12. Oh, imagine din nyo, everyone leading the praise and worship, leading the dancing. Pangunahan po yan ng ating Kuya Jun Igual, di ba? Okay, palapakan po natin ang kabutihan ng Diyos sa bawat isa sa atin. Kanina po, while we come here na po, dun po talaga ako pumesa sa likod and I was praying and I was really asking the Lord, God, let not this Sunday be a usual Sunday sa amin. Huwag lang po sanang maging pangkaraniwang linggo ang araw na ito. Help us to make this a very unusual Sunday. And what makes an unusual Sunday for all of us? Ano nga bang isang bagay o ang isang karanasan na magbibigay sa atin ng kakaibang pakiramdam, kakaibang galaw? Yun lamang po ay kung meron tayong kakaibang Diyos. Tama? Mayroong tayong Diyos na talagang gumagalaw sa atin. You know, meron daw pong isang lalaki that he wanted to resign from his church. He is a Protestant, he is a Christian, and he wanted to resign, and he wanted to go back to a Catholic church. And itanong ng pastor, bakit naman? Because this man told them, sabi niya, yung mga tao sa Christian church, yung mga tao sa born-again church, wala silang passion to go to church. Parang, alam niyo yun, mapunta lang sa church, pauwi lang, okay lang, and then pag nasa loob ng church, pwedeng mag-iPhone, pwedeng mag-text, pwedeng makipagkwentuhan. Pero pagka pumunta kami doon sa malaking simbahan, oh, everybody's quiet, everybody's listening, everybody's participating. Mayroong sense of, kagaya ng inawit natin, awesomeness. Yan. Meron pa po ba kayong ganon? Meron pa po ba kayong pag-aabang? Meron pa po ba tayong excitement? Meron pa ba tayong iniintay sa Panginoon? It takes expectation, it takes anticipation from the work of God na po, doon lang tayo talagang mag-move forward sa Kanya. Today, I'm expecting the visitation of the Lord in my life. Ganon din po ba sa inyo? Maliban po na tayo bisitahin ng Diyos, maliban na tayo haplusin ng Diyos, maliban na tayo itulungan ng Diyos, mananatili po tayo sa ating kalalagyan. Pero kapag may haplos ang Diyos, may touch ang Panginoon sa buhay po natin, may tulong ang Diyos sa buhay natin, may presensya ang Diyos sa buhay natin, we will never be the same again. Amen. So today, I will bring you to another part of the series of I Love My Church. Last Sunday, we talked about I love my church because the church is the body of Christ. Ito daw po ay ang katawan ni Kristo. Yan. Hindi po katawan ni pastor. The church is not the body of the pastor. It's not the body of a leader or an elder or a deacon. The church is the body of Christ. Amen. And then, ang sabi doon, the church daw po is not the building. The church is me. The church is you. You are the church. I am the church. Ano daw po yung church? Body of Christ. You are the body of Christ. I am the body of Christ. Nakakaba po, no? So, ibig sabihin nun, when you walk, when you talk, when you live your life, no, Christ must be seen. Christ must be felt. Christ must be heard. Christ, no po, must shine in you because you and I are the body of Christ. Ang tanong, what kind of body? Anong klaseng body? Ito ba yung body ni Derek Ramsey with abs? Ito ba ang body ni Ann Curtis na talagang chicks? What kind of body? Ano pong body ang sinabi ng Diyos? The body of Christ is in the form of a bride. Nakita niyo po yun? How I wish kaya pang isuot yung bridal gown ko po eh. Di na talaga cash. No? So we have the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. Sabi last Sunday, the church is the body of Christ. Ngayon, pag imagine mo, anong body? Anong forma? So hindi siya forma ng bata. Hindi siya forma ng lalaki. Hindi siya forma ng leader o hindi siya forma ng isang soldier. Ang sabi doon, bride of Christ. So, paano naman yung mga lalaki? No, paano naman yung mga lalaki? Ayaw ko yata maging bride. No, ang sinasabi lang po dito, it's not about the gender being the bride. No, it's not about the woman being the bride or a transgender becoming a bride. It's not about the sexual identity of a man. It's the essence of the person, the beauty of being a bride that only God created. There is something that is wow, talagang awesome, wonderful, na bakit inilapat ng Diyos ang lahat ng mga bagay o sa maraming bagay na pwede niyang iporma sa katawan, bakit bride? So, let's take a look at this. Exciting po ba? So, tingnan po natin. Ang sabi po dyan, next slide, sabi po dito, the church is the bride of Christ. Now, mayroon daw po tayong tendency to become two kinds of woman or two pictures sa loob ng church. Isa ay yung rugged Cinderella at yung isa naman ay yung talagang gusto ng Diyos na maging tayo His bride. No? He wanted us to be His bride, not a rugged Cinderella. Ano pong kaibahan? No, first and foremost, Cinderella is just a fairy tale. Tama po ba? But being the bride of Christ is a fact. Totoo po yan. Salita po ng Diyos. Gusto ng Diyos. Nais niya. Disenyo ng Diyos. It came from the mind of God. It came from the heart of the Lord. And you know, a lot of us, sabi doon, ah, body ako ni Christ. No? And sabi ni Pastor Al last week, we are part of the body, we are important, and we must serve the Lord in the body of Christ. So anong gagawin? Serve dito, serve dyan, kahit na ano gagawin mo. No? And you became a rugged Christian, a rugged disciple. No, wala nang time para mag-relax. Wala nang time to breathe. Wala nang time for love life. No, at hihintayin mo na lang, darating kaya ang Prince Charming? Makakasama kaya ako sa Grand Ball? Will I be part? Pwede kaya? Naghihintay na lang tayo ng chance. But you know, our walk in the Lord is not by chance. It is by the calling of the Lord. It is founded on the heart of God. Amen? Every one of us is called to be part of the body of Christ and everyone is designed to become the bride of Christ. So when we look at bride, hindi po ito yung pagiging babae ng isang katauhan, kundi ang nasa loob po nito yung ganda ng nilikha ng Diyos sa pagiging bride or asawang babae or ikakasal na babae. So, tingnan po natin. Si Cinderella po, she did not receive na po yung pagkakataon by herself na mag-ayos talaga all by herself kung paano niya gustong pumunta sa party, sa prince, sa kingdom na po. Pero ang bride na po, inayos talaga ng Panginoon, mayroon siyang disenyo. And we have this great invitation. And the invitation for us is not from Malacañang. It's not from White House. It's not from doon po sa palasyo ni Queen Elizabeth. We have an invitation na sana po wag mong mamiss. Everyone is invited to the great wedding day. And while I was preparing this message, talaga po, wow, Lord, will that day come? Will that day, special day come? Talaga bang darating yung panahon na lilisanin namin ang mundong ito, whether you called us back home or you come back again, will that really happen? And yes, the word of God is true. And nothing can stop it from fulfilling whatever He said. And there's one thing na mangyayari po talaga. At ito po yun. We are all invited at the wedding of the Lamb. In Revelations 19:7-9, ang sabi po dyan, let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and His bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. Wala pong makapipigil, no one can stop, nothing can stop ang pagdating po ng Panginoon, ang pagdating ng pagkakataon that we will behold our Savior. We will behold face to face Jesus. Who wants to see Jesus? Ang hina, who wants to see our Savior? And who wants to see Him now? Nawala, bawasan. No? The most beautiful face and the most wonderful face and the most powerful face that we could ever see in our lives is the face of Jesus. And it's gonna happen. One day we will behold our King. One day we will embrace our Lord, and it will happen at the wedding. At the wedding supper, the supper, the wedding of the Lamb. At sabi dyan, let us be glad. Kapatid, pag tumingin ka in the future, before, when I was a little child, I was afraid of reading Revelation. No, the book of Revelation. Tanungin niyo po ako, bakit? Una, hindi ko maintindihan. Pangalawa, natatakot ako. Because I see the dragon, the lake of fire, the beast, no? Ang pagkuho ng mundo and everything, I get afraid. But you know what? Come to think of it, God is the God of revelation. Amen ba? That's why there is a book of Revelation. He revealed to us what will happen in the end. Grabe po ang Panginoon. Walang secret sa Kanya. Wala pong pagtatago sa Panginoon. He revealed everything, especially what will happen in the end and what will happen there in heaven. Kaya ang sabi niya dito, maghanda kayo. At habang naghahanda tayo, while we are preparing, let us be glad and rejoice. No po? Kaya po sabi doon, wedding. Wala pong nagpe-prepare ng wedding na malungkot. Wala pong nagpe-prepare sa wedding na natatakot. Wala pong nagpe-prepare sa wedding na talagang gusto mo lang ikaw at yung groom lang. It's public. Tama po ba? Because you wanted to share your joy. You wanted to share the next level of your life, of your commitment to the person you love. So mga kapatid, this is the picture na gusto ng Panginoon, yung kasalan. Na lahat masaya, lahat nagdiriwang, lahat nag-expect, lahat excited. Kapatid, it will happen. Bakit daw po? Because, sabi dyan, these are the words of God. Wow. Amen. Huminga po tayong malalim. One day, it will happen. Ang tanong, bakit nga ba? Why is there gonna be a wedding with Jesus, wedding of the Lamb? No, bakit nga ba? Because in Revelation 21 verse 4, it says there, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the older things has passed away. This is our hope. This is our joy. This is our expectation. Lahat tayo umiyak. Lahat tayo may hinagpis. Lahat tayo may hirap. Lahat tayo nakaranas ng namatayan. Lahat tayo naranasan natin ang pagkawala, ang pagkalugi, ang failure. Every one of us experience how being abandoned, rejected, all of us, kakampi na po natin ang adversity. But there is one hope that we should always look at. And there is this very personal God. He will come to you and He will wipe away all the tears in your eyes. Can we give God the best clap offering of praise for this? Hallelujah! Lahat ng umiyak sa gabi, lahat ng pag-iyak mo mag-isa, lahat ng pag-iyak mo kasamang life group mo, lahat ng pagluha natin buong church, lahat ng pagluha natin bilang isang bansa, no, darating ang panahon, paghaplos ng Panginoon, wow, everything will become new. And that's the joy of getting into wedding. That's the joy of being into marriage. Parang lahat ng pagkabata, lahat ng miseries of the past, lahat ng failures, pagtungtong mo na dun sa altar, no, you are now not on your own. You are wedded now with the husband or with the wife. Now you are one and everything became new. Yan po ang gagawin ng Diyos. Yan ang dahilan bakit may kasalan. This is the reason why God wants us to bring us to the altar of eternity. This is the reason why God wants us to bring into the altar of infinity. Infinite joy, eternal love, eternal, wow, wonderful experience. Why? Gusto na ng Panginoong tuldukan ang lahat ng kapighatian, ang lahat ng nakaraan. Amen! Taas natin ang kanang kumay natin. Sabihin natin, you are invited to that wedding. Taas ang kaliwang kamay. Sabihin mo sa kaliwa mo, I hope you will be there. You won't miss the day. Amen! Palapakan natin ang Panginoon. Wow! Hallelujah! Let us not miss the day when Jesus will come to us as our bridegroom. Amazing! And who is the bride? Sino nga yung bride? We are the bride. The church is the bride. What is the description of the bride? Revelations 19:7-9 ulit. Sabi doon, and his bride has made herself ready. Everybody say ready. One more time, ready. Are you ready? Yes, sabi nung iba, wow, I want to go to heaven, but not now. Di pa ako kasal. I want to see Jesus, pero wag muna, di pa ako nakapunta doon sa Paris. I want to see the angels and everything, the beautiful heaven, pero wag muna, kasi gusto ko pang magburakay. No? Pero sabi doon, we are ready. You know, one thing that I would really admire about Kuya Wancho's life and ministry, he was always ready. When whatever come, what parang come what may, kuhanin siya ng Diyos o dumating ang Panginoon, He was always ready. So when He left us in the body, no, I know He did not struggle. He gave His life to the Lord. And even His spirit, His soul are owned by God. Kapatid, let us be ready. We can only be ready at the call of God, at the time when God calls us back home, or dumating siya, or we can always be ready at the wedding if we have relationship with Him. Pag malinaw na ang nagsasakop sa'yo, ang nagmamayari sa'yo ay ang Diyos. That's why He revealed to us the way to relationship with Him. It's not by any religion, it's not by our good works. It's only by declaring, receiving Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Let us be ready. Who is the bride? Sabi dito, it was granted her to clothe herself with a fine linen. Wala po napupunta sa kasalan na po lahat po taga ang huling-huling magpo-processional, ang pupunta sa altar ay ang bride. Tama po ba? At ang unang-unang tinitignan talaga, the gown. Wow! Fantastic! Splendid gown! Talaga po, yun ang gusto po nating makita. But you know what? There is this symbolism, no, of wearing the fine linen clothes. And that is, no, our acts of service to the Lord. Kaya ang sinabi niya in Matthew, no, when we come to Him, pag sinabi niya, welcome, my faithful servant, enter into thy kingdom. No? Sabi doon, faithful, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. Everybody say, well done. Well done. One more time, well done. Well done. Ano po ibig sabihin ng well done? May ginawa ka. Tama ba? Well done. Yung done, may ginawa. So mga kapatid, no? Tayo ay bahagi ng katawan ng Diyos, may gagawin po tayo. Ano pong bahagi ng katawan natin ang walang silbi? Sabi po nila ay libag. No? Dead cell. Wala talaga. Tatanggalin mo yan. Pero come to think of it, every single cell in our body has that particular part na dapat gampanan so that we can be healthy and we can be really alive and strong. Gayun din po sa atin. Pastor Al mentioned that last Sunday. Pero ngayon, sabi doon, pagdating ng panahon, no, when you get wedded na, no, ikakasalag, when you get married na with the Lamb, with Jesus, gabi, susuotan ka ng puting-puti. And that symbolizes the very good work that you have done for Jesus. Not for men, but for the Lord. Sabi doon, you will be bright and pure. Grabe po, bright. Kaya po puti, bright. Talaga lahat ng mga tao, ibang-ibang suot. Pero pag dumating na yung bride with bright gown. Wow! Talaga pong walang dungis, blameless. And sabi doon, pure. Dalisay. Ang sarap po ng Tagalog, dalisay. Ibig pong sabihin, talaga pong pinagtagumpayan ang lahat ng apoy. Pinagwagian ang lahat ng hamon ng buhay. And you became dalisay. You became pure. And then sabi ng Ephesians chapter 5, 25 to 27, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Kapatid, Christ loved the church. We are not in the church just to do works. We are in the church because God loves us. Amen! Amen! Mga tatay, mahal kayo ng Diyos. Mga nanay, mahal tayo ng Diyos. Mga anak, mahal tayo ng Diyos. While I was studying there at the back, pumasok po ako sa guest lounge, I was praying. And then I saw a vision in my eyes, in my prayer, in the spiritual eyes. And I saw God looking at us. Not too far, but very close. Because this is His word. Sabi niya doon, for where two or three gathered in His name, there am I in the midst of them. God is here. And He loves you more than anything else. Bakit tayo nasa church? Hindi dahil para makamit tayo ng kliyente. Bakit tayo nasa church? Hindi dahil nahihiya na tayo kay ate sa mga invitations niya. Bakit tayo nasa church? Kasi may ministry ako. More than that, kaya tayo nasa church dahil binigay ng Diyos ang kanyang buhay sa iyo dahil ganun kanya kamahal. Amen! Come on, let's give Him the best clap of praise! Ang palakpak ng pasasalamat sa pag-ibig ng Diyos. Hallelujah! Therefore, you cannot miss any meeting with God. You cannot miss any church service. Why? Because you are meeting with the one who loves you Nung kami po ay nagsisimulang mag-date ni Pastor Al, no po, wala pong text, walang cellphone. No po, beeper meron. Pero nauna muna siyang magkaroon ng beeper bago ako. Pero kailangan mong tumawag and everything. Pero pag sinabi niya na, okay, let's meet in Wendy's, doon lang po yun sa tapat ng bahay namin. Let's meet in Wendy's 4 p.m. Noon ko po, talaga pong tatandaan ko yun. O kaya pag nirequest ko siya, let's meet at Wendy's 5 p.m. Pagdating ko po, nandun na siya. Pagdating niya, nandun na ako. Bakit? Umaasa kami, no, na hindi namin ma-miss yung date. Bakit? I know that he loves me. I know that he cares for me. And I know I love him. I know I care for him. And we want to spend time together. Sana ganun po. When we go to church, no po, alam niyo po, lagi po namin nababanggit si Abriel sa inyo. But Abriel is a reminder of God's gift talaga. When I wake her up every Sunday going to church, kahit na ano pong puyat ni AD, pagkakinalapit ko po yan, AD, church na. Alam niyo po yung ngiti niya? Ang tamis-tamis! At sasabihin niya, wow, magpe-pray ulit ako kay Jesus. Kaya po ang daming answered prayer ng batang yan. Because parang pag nag-usap sila ni Lord, as if magkalaro sila palagi. That's Jesus. Hindi po yung pagtingin natin sa Panginoon, nandito tayo sa church, andun po siya sa kataas-taasan, kaduluduluhang langit, at very busy si Lord. No. When, sabi ng Biblia, when we draw Him near to Him, He will draw nearer to us. One step closer to the Lord, He will run to you. That's how personal our God is. Kaya when we go to church, na po, I really salute, no, those who are coming from Quezon City, from Ortigas. Meron po tayong mga kapatid na galing pa po ng kalayu-layuang, kaduluduluhang south side ng ating kalusunan. But they come here. Why? Because He in this place, they feel the love of Jesus. Nararamdaman niyo po ba yun? Why I love the church? Because I love Jesus and Jesus loves me. Amen. Christ gave Himself for the church that He might sanctify her. Ang church, kung bride ka, you are going through sanctification. Ala, sanctification. Everybody say with me, sanctification. Ayan, technical word na po. You go to our School of Leaders, 1, so you can learn sanctification. Kapatid, ito yung paglilinis, pagdadalisay sa iyo ng Panginoon. Wala pong overnight bride. Na pagka sinabi sa iyo ngayon, will you marry me? Then kasal na tayo, wala man lang nag-ayos, wala man lang nagpa-parlor, wala man lang nag-bleach, wala man lang nagpaayos ng mukha. No, lahat po pinaghahandaan. Therefore, gusto ng Panginoon, we go through sanctification. Lilinisin ang ating salita. Lilinisin ang ating puso. Lilinisin po ang ating katawan. No po, I heard some of the brides, no po, na mga kaibigan ko, and I've been into with them then also. Talaga pong bago ang kasalan, magpapaspa, body scrub. Talaga pong magpapaayos ng mukha, magpapaayos ng ngipin. No po, hindi magpapaaraw, talaga pong magbi-bleach. Magda-diet, hindi kakain ng kahit na no, tubig lang. Para mag-cash ang gown. No? That's how they sanctify themselves. Ano ibig sabihin? Mayroon siyang tinatanaw, mayroon gusto siyang mangyari at gusto niya bumagay siya doon sa araw na yun. Babagay ka dapat sa event. Babagay dapat ang kilos mo sa isang position, sa isang pagkatawag sa iyo ng Panginoon. Sanctification, cleansed. Patuloy po tayo naglilinis Sabi doon, by washing of water with the word. Ano daw po ang soap natin? Word of God. Anong water natin? Ano daw po ang pambalaw natin? Word of God. Kapatid, that is how devotion is very important to us. Ilang beses po kayo maligo sa isang araw? Siguro naman isa, at least isa. Lahat po tayo naliligo. Ano pong pakiramdam ng naliligo? Ano pong kiramdam ng bagong ligo? Wow! Walang katumbas, di po ba? Walang kaparis ang bango pag bagong paligo. At ginagawa po natin yan araw-araw. Everybody say araw-araw. Same with the Word of God. Araw-araw mong bubulayin. Sabi po ni Joshua, night and day, maligo ka, night and day. Meditate, cleansed by the word, night and day. Kaya po, devotion is not a doctrine in this church. Devotion is not a requirement. Devotion is what you need. Devotion is your life. Devotion will make you beautiful. Amen! Kaya gustong-gusto kang katabi ng katabi mo kasi amoy bagong paligo ka. Amen! Palakpakan po natin katabi natin ngayon. Yan! Alright! For what purpose? Bakit natin kailangan pagtagumpayan ang lahat ng pagsubok? Bakit natin kailangan palakasan ang loob natin kahit tayo nag-iisa sa buhay? To all the single parents, no? Nagpapakadalisay, ibig sabihin, yung dalisay talaga, itinatama mong isip mo, itinatama mo yung gawi mo, itinatama mo yung galaw mo, kasi you want to overcome everything para sa iyong mga anak, yun po yung pagdadalisay. Bakit natin i-conquer, i-overcome ang lahat? Sabi po dyan, so that Jesus might be able to present the church to Himself. In splendor, without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. Bakit po tayo tinutulungan ng Diyos na maglinis? Bakit tayo tinutulungan ng Diyos mag-overcome? Bakit tayo tinutulungan ng Diyos maging matuwid? Para bumagay tayo sa Kanya. At posible yun. Because His Word is our power. His Word is the sword of everything that will take away, no po, lahat ng mga pangit po sa atin. So that we will be able to be presentable. Everybody say presentable! Wala pong ibang maganda sa araw ng kasalan maliban po sa bride. Tama po ba? Kaya kung kayo po aabay, kung kayo po aabay sa inyong best friend, kung kayo po ay aabay sa inyong kaibigang babae, make sure po na siya, yung bride, ang mas maganda kaysa sa iyo. No po, I saw a lot of video clips na talaga pong mas maganda ang maid of honor kaysa sa bride. Kaya po nagkamali ang groom, pinakasalan ang maid of honor at nakalimutan si bride. Wag ganon. Ladies in this church, we honor the bride. Amen. We are excited to see the most beautiful girl, the most beautiful lady in that day is only the bride. Pero syempre, the bridesmaids and the maid of honor shines lamang from the light of the bride. It's the same with the church. Walang ibang niningning. Walang ibang gaganda. Walang ibang makikitaan ng presence ng Panginoon maliban sa church. Kaya in this coming election, let us not be afraid. Let us not get inferior. Ano bang role ng church? Ano bang bahagi ng church in this coming election? First, we must pray. Second, we must shine. Let us shine the light of Jesus. Let us educate our people, no, how to vote right and consider the characteristics of the candidates based on the Word of God. Amen! Naintindihan niyo po, who is the bride? Are you the bride? Do you love to become the bride? I love to become a bride, especially the bride of Jesus. But ang tanong, this will be the second point and the last point. Where is the bride? Malinaw yung picture. Malinaw yung katangian. Pero ang tanong, nasaan na? Ayan po, naiwan na yung sapatos, naiwan na yung bouquet. Where is the bride? You know, in America, meron po silang USA Today articles about the runaway bride. Have you watched the movie Runaway Bride? Yes, there is a movie, Runaway Bride. But in reality po, mayroon po talagang artikulo, article, sunod-sunod na mga talambuhay ng mga bride na tumatakbo palayo sa kanilang groom, tumatalikod sa pagtawag ng kasal. So where is the bride? Beware of the runaway bride. No? What makes the bride of Christ run away? Bakit nga ba tayo, sabi ng body of Christ, and the bride of Christ in the form of the body, no? In the form of the body, mayroong bride. Pero bakit nasa na yung bride? So what makes the bride of Christ run away? Pag po sinabing run away, tumalikod, tinakbuhan, no po, ano pa, iniwasan, hindi na tinuloy ang kasalan. What makes the bride of Christ run away? Number one, fear. Fear, takot. No, fear of imperfect world, fear of commitment, fear na ano ba mangyayari sa buhay ko. You know, there is this woman, a 32-year-old woman, na po, bride-to-be. Kwento ko po sa inyo. Isang araw, nagulat na lamang po ang buong sambahayan, no? Buong family ng babaeng ito at maging ang kanyang fiancé. Bakit po? Nawala na lang po siyang parang bula. At ang takot po ng mga magulang at mga kaibigan, especially the fiancé, ang takot po nila ay baka po na-kidnap o napatay. Malapit na po yung kanilang wedding, but all of a sudden, nawala po ang babaeng ito. For so long a time na po, nakita rin po, na-rescue po siya. Totoo po nangyari ito. Na-rescue po yung babae. At doon po siya sa kalayu-layuan po talagang lugar na wala pong makakakita sa kanya. Pero praise God, nakita po siya. And you know the question, bakit ka nag-run away? Bakit tinalikuran mo yung day of your wedding? Ba't hindi ka sumipot sa araw ng kasalan? And this woman told the people na because I'm afraid of the imperfect world or the things that are uncertain, no, hindi ko kayang harapin. Hindi ko alam kung paano ako magiging wife o magiging nanay sa aking mga anak. At ang takot din po niya is baka hindi rin po siya maging mabuting asawa doon sa kanya mapapangasawa kagaya ng nakita po niyang asawang babae sa iba. Fear. Mga kapatid, this will also be inhibit us. Ito rin po ang pipigil din po sa atin so that we can become the bride that God wants us to be. Takot. Ang takot na mag-commit, ang takot na ma-involve, ang takot na ang buhay ay mabuksan sa iba, ang takot na mag-alaga ng mga taong hindi mo naman anak, ang takot na mapapunta ka sa ibang mga lugar at madala ka sa mga mission trips, ang takot na baka hindi mo magampanan ang ministry kagaya ng pagkakaganap ng isang tao na hinahangaan mo. And what will be the result? Ang result ng runaway bride na mayroong takot sa kanyang puso na natili na lang siyang nakaupo, magpasawalang hanggan. Amen. So fear. Kapatid, ang tunay na bride, walang takot eh. Hala, yung iba nga eh, no? Bata pa lang gusto na maging bride. No, talaga, nagpapabili ng gown and everything, nag-assume to become the bride. Yung iba naman talagang gustong-gusto na maging bride, ala lang talagang groom. Yung iba naman talaga, gustong-gusto na, ready na lahat si girl. Si boy na lang, teka muna. No? Pero, come to think of it, no, walang bride na talagang totoong bride na nag-aral muna ng pagiging bride. Do we have a bridal academy here? Wala. That's why God, in His Word, compared the church as a bride. Kanino lang tayo didepende? Didepende lang tayo sa Kanyang salita. Didepende tayo sa Kanyang presensya. Didepende tayo sa Kanyang mga promises so that we can be changed and transformed to become the bride that He wants us to be. Ano sabi po ni Paul kay Timothy? Sabi niya dito, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline." Kapatid, we are the body of Christ, we are the bride of Christ, and if we are the bride of Christ, we are unashamed. Hindi tayo nahihiya, hindi tayo nagsasabing Christian ako, disciple ako, leader ako sa Cross World, life group leader ako, primary leader ako, hindi ako natatakot. Ang sabi diyan, because I have the power of Jesus. It is not by my strength. No, hindi ako nagsiserve, hindi ako nagli-lead dahil sa galing ko, sa talino ko. No! I lead, ang sabi ni Pablo kay Paul, God has given you the spirit of power. When He called you, He gave you the power. And the fear will quench that power. Hindi tayo pakakantahin dito dahil magaling ka o gwapo o maganda. Pakakantahin ka marahil dito because alam ng pastor that you have the power from God. Hindi ka gagawing isang leader ng ushering ministry dahil kayo ay magkaibigan. Hindi, dahil naniniwala yung pastor pag nilagay kayo dyan. You have the power. Kapatid, we have the power. And yung fear na yan, yung takot na hindi mo magawa, yung takot na ma-compare ka, yung takot na maabala ka, yung takot na alam mo yun, wala ka ng time para sa sarili mo, yung takot na baka hindi ka na maging normal pag nag-serve ka, that will quench the power of the Lord. And sabi dun, God has given you the spirit of love. Kapatid, ang mga taong takot, wala na lang ibang ginagawa kundi mamintas. Walang gagawin kundi maghanap ng mga bagay na kulang. Pero ang taong tunay na nagmamahal siya ang nagpupuno. Ang taong tunay na nagmamahal siya ang nagiging tulay. Ang taong tunay na nagmamahal siya ang nagbibigay. Ang taong tunay na nagmamahal siya ang naglilikha ng saya. Kasi wala siyang takot. Gagawin niya ang lahat. That's why Jesus, when He loved us, He saw the cross. He saw the nails. He saw the scourging. He saw the heaviness of the kind of death na gagawin sa Kanya. Pero sabi niya, not my will, but your will be done. For God so loved the world. And then sabi niya, self-discipline. Kung hindi ka kasing husay ni ate mag-MC, kung hindi ka kasing husay ni kuya mag-keyboard, kung hindi ka kasing husay ni kuya mag-marshal o mag-usher, and then magpa-train ka. Amen! Yung mga taong takot, akala lang nila, takot sila eh, pero alam niyo po ang sabi doon, mayroon din pong false pride ang fear. Ano po yung false pride? Punti ko nang masabi, false pride. False pride! Yung mali, meron po tamang pride, hindi po, wala pa rin po talagang tamang pride, pero sinasabi dito, yung bang, sinasabi mo, wag na lang, nahihiya ako eh, sige kayo na lang, kaya nyo na yan, galing-galing nyo naman, ako, dito na lang ako, kaya nyo yan, ano yun, nahihiya ka saan? Ayaw mo lang magpa-train! Ayaw mo lang harapin na may mess, mayroong mas magaling sa'yo. Dahil doon sa kumpanya, marahil ikaw yung top, and then pagdating mo sa church, you will just become a trainee. But sa larangan ng paglilingkod sa Lord, if you really want to become the bride of Christ, you will go through self-discipline. You will be trained and you will love equipping. Kaya this coming April, bukas na po ang Crossroad Academy. Amen! Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon! Hallelujah! Kapatid, you are the bride. Do not be afraid. Do not be fearful of imperfections. And then, ang sabi po dito, ito mahaba, please help me read with this. Sabi po ng isang presidente, Theodore Roosevelt, everybody please read with me, go. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the den of thieves could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, because there is not effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to the deeds? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at best knows in the end the triumphs of high achievement, and who are at the worst if he fails? At least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be without those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Kapatid, alamin mo ang kaibahan ng pagkapanalo sa pagkatalo. Malalaman mo lang ang kaibahan ng pagkapanalo sa pagkatalo pag sumali ka. You will never even experience the joy of victory if you were not there. And you will not also sympathize with those who fail and those who fall if you don't even experience failures. It's time to let go of fear. Alam niyo po, mayroong isang magandang sinabi sa movie, si Ike Graham, sa Runaway Bride movie. Sana masabi po natin to sa church natin. Read with me, go. Look, I guarantee there will be tough times. I guarantee that at some point, one or both of us is gonna want to get out of this thing. But I also guarantee that if I don't ask you to be mine, I'll regret it for the rest of my life. Because I know in my heart, you're the only one for me. Oh. Parang wala kayong kilig. Oh. Oh, sige, kopya-kopya na yan yung mga future bride natin. Diba? You will only regret the thing that wala kang ginawa. Pinanood mo lang. You know, sa Runaway Bride, itong babaeng si Maggie, no po, she attempted to become a bride for 3 times. And then on the 4th time, nag-run away din siya ulit. Pero yung tunay na gusto na niya at yung minamahal din siya. Pero because of fear of commitment, because of fear of intimacy, she ran away. Pero ang sabi po sa kanya ni Ike, sabi niya, I know, somewhere along the way, mahirap, nakakatakot, may uncertainties. Pero sabi niya, I don't want to have regrets in my life. No, for the rest of my life, because I know in my heart, you're the only one for me. Oh, mamaya po sa hapon, ganyan kami. Dito sa mga morning service, wala kang kakilig-kilig eh. Gumanon nga po kayo, oh. Mga kapatid, yung papakasalan mo, yung pinakasalan mo, that's the only one for you. Si Jesus, we are the only one for Him. And sana dumating din sa punto na sasabihin mo kay Lord, Lord, you're the only one for me. Kapatid, ang nangyari sa buhay natin, we forsake God for the sake of everything. Alam niyo po yun? Nasasabi mo, for the sake of everything. Yun nga eh, pinili mo yung everything for the sake of Christ. Sana dumating sa punto na hindi ka matatakot magmahal sa Diyos. Dumating sa punto na hindi ka matatakot i-admit that you are really a servant of God. That your life is for Jesus. That your life belongs to Him alone. Never will come a time, no, na magre-regret ka pagdating natin sa wedding. You will see, people are so joyful and triumphant because they really prepared for that great event. At sumali sila. Second point, what makes the runaway bride? What makes the bride of Christ run away? Selfishness. Alam nyo, yung kwento ko kanina sa USA Today article, totoong buhay. Dumating sa punto na tinanong siya, bakit ka umalis? Bakit ka hindi nagpakita? And you know what? Hindi rin po niya ginamit yung credit card niya. Kasi po, matatrack siya eh. Alam niyo po, nag-withdraw na lang siya ng $40 niya. That's the last money that she spent all her life running away from that commitment. And she never used her credit card kasi ayaw niyang matrack. You know, similar with us. Pagkaroon na tayo, nagka-problema na tayo sa church. Nagka-problema na tayo sa leadership. Nagka-problema na tayo sa relationship. We tend to become a runaway bride. No, hindi na tayo nagpapatrack. Ayaw na natin. Sabi po dito, next, sabi niya, one thing runaway brides tend to do is to avoid the very people who have in times past reached out to them and shown them the kind of love they needed. Is it true? No, bigla mo na lang iwanan yung leader mo, bigla mo na lang hindi i-text yung live group leader mo, bigla ka mo na lamang tatalikuran yung leader mo. You know, I had this conversation with a primary 12 yesterday. Talaga pong pag binabasa ko po yung text niya, naiiyak din po ako. Because I really admire this primary 12 leader. Ito po, primary 12 leader po na ito ay single. I'm a single lady. Single lady. Pero she's working. But you know, meron po siyang isang hinahabol-habol na disciple. At yung disciple naman po na yung pahabol ng pahabol sa kanya. Hanggang sa dumating yung pre-encounter yesterday, pinuntahan pa po ni primary 12, ni live group leader. And sabi niya, tara na. Sabi ni Pastora, ni Ate C, balik ka ulit sa pre-encounter. And you know what the little woman, what the young lady did to the live group leader? Tinalikuran. And nag-text po sa akin si primary 12 and sabi niya, Ate, what will I do? Tinalikuran na po ako. And you know, kung makakapunta lang po ako doon, shum! Yayakapin ko yung primary 12 and I will say, you did a good job. No? Ang mga taong gustong mabuhay sa kasalanan, ang mga taong ayaw ng commitment sa loob ng church, ang mga taong gustong gawin ang kanilang mga gustong gawin laban sa mga values of niyayakap ng church na ito, they tend to avoid the very people who love them. Kaya nilang makipagkwentuhan sa ibang mga tao, sa ibang membro ng church, maliban sa'yo. You know, I had this testimony, I had this disciple before, a long time ago, when the television was still black and white. And I had the chance to follow her up. Bata pa lang siya, inaalagaan ko na siya. And when she grew up, she had her own mind, she had her own direction in life. And then malayong pinuntahan niya, naglakbay, and everything. Pero during her journey, mayroon akong inaayos sa puso niya. And one day, she arrived from another country. Hindi na po siya umaatin sa church. And I texted her. Before ko siya i-text, marami ng pain, no? Both of us. And then, sabi ng Lord, now she's back, you text her again and tell her to meet with you. Sabi ko sa, kaya po ako nag-i-English, we have an American nosebleed na nga po ako dito. No? But do you understand me, sir? Okay. And then sabi ko sa kanya, sabi ko, okay, so God had, I received a revelation from the Lord. Sabi ng Lord sa akin, now she's back! Wow, si Lord updated talaga. And then, God gave me an assignment. Text her. Meet with her. And I asked, and I looked up, and I asked, is there any God there? Diyos dyan? Maganda sa Tagalog, no? Meron pa bang ibang Diyos dyan? Yung bang command galing talaga sa'yo, Lord? Sabi ng Lord, yes. Go. I texted the woman and I met with her. I was really shaking because diretso lang yung mukha niya and then pina-order ko siya ng gusto niya. And then bigla niya sinabi, alam mo ate, you know ate, and she still called me ate, you know ate, sa dinami-dami ng mukha na gusto kong makita, you are the least person, you are the least face that I want to see. That's the word. And I want to cry. I was not about to cry because I pity myself. I want to cry because nakakaramdam pa ako. Sabi ng Panginoon, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live. But Christ lives in me. I cried. I deeply cried with it kasi sabi ko, Lord, buhay pa ako. Oh, may kurot pa. Masakit pa. Pero I cried for her. I showered her with love. Wala yung mga magulang niya. Inalagaan ko siya, bata pa lang siya. But when she grew up, she became like that. And I asked myself, bakit siya naging ganyan? And this is the thing, no? Na sometimes, pagka yung puso mo run away na, hindi na nagkakasundo, ayaw mo na ng formation, ayaw mo na ng pagpapansin sa'yo, no, the least person that you want to see is the person who loved you in the first place. But come to think of it, pag umalis ka sa church, lumipat ka sa church na iba, dito nagalit ka sa leader mo, dito nagtampo ka sa system, dito nagalit ka o hindi ka nagkaroon ng kapayapaan, and then you transfer. So tingin mo ba ganun din, may kakaroon ka rin ng kapayapaan? No. Because God is also there in that place. And the main issue here is not with you as a person to person. Your issue is the issue of your heart. It's not the issue of your relationship lang eh. It's the issue of your heart. And sometimes, no, we tend to become a runaway bride because we don't want to be corrected. We don't want the shaping. We don't want discipline. Sabi pa po dyan next, runaway brides don't want to be tracked down by anyone, especially people who love them and will do everything they can do to avoid the presence of God. Grabe po. No, they tend to avoid the presence of God. And then last, one of the traits of a runaway bride is to inconvenience those who love her as well as avoid the very people who love her enough to be truthful and honest about things. Alam niyo po yung kinukwento kong babae sa USA Today? Grabe po, lahat, buong kapitbahayan, naghanap sa kanya. Buong kapulisan, naghanap po sa kanya. Yung fiancé niya spent a lot of money just to look for her. Yung pong mga magulang niya, hindi niya alam, hindi na kumakain, hindi na natutulog, kahahanap sa kanya. No? Talaga pong in-inconvenient na niya yung mga tao sa paligid niya, pero wala pa rin siyang pakialam. No, hindi na po nakakaramdam ng pagmamahal o pagkalinga yung runaway bride. Pag gusto niyang umalis, aalis siya. Pag ayaw na niya dito sa church na to, ayaw na niya. Pag ayaw niya nang magparamdam sa life group, ayaw na niya. And then ano pong alam niyo, pag po nawawala kayo, we pray for you. Pag po nawawala kayo, we look for you. We text you. We send messages to you. Pero habang hinahabol namin kayo, habang minamahal natin ng isa't isa, para yatang tila nga, palayo pa ng palayo. Alam niyo po yung song na, the more you love, the more you hate. Pero the more you hate, the more you love dapat. The more you love, the more it hates, the more they hate you. Pero ayaw ng Panginoon yan. This should not be the bride. In Hosea chapter 2, verses 6 to 7, Ipinakita ng Panginoon dito ang isang larawan ng isang adulterous woman. An adulterous woman is the Israelites, the nation Israel. Marami silang minahal na mga gods, marami silang minahal na pera, marami silang minahal na pangsarili lamang nila, and they forgot the lover of their soul, and that is the Lord. Ano po ang sabi ni Hosea? Therefore, I will block her path with thorn bushes. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers but not catch them. She will look for them but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now. Kapatid, ito yung pagpa-follow up, pagkoconsolidate ng Panginoon sa atin. He will really chase us. He will really make a way for us to go back. Pagbalik mo, marirealize mo na walang kaparis ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa pag-ibig ng tao, sa pag-ibig ng ibang bagay. Love of God is the only thing that we need. So, runaway brides, bakit nagra-run away? Fear, selfishness. Number three, this will be the last. Bakit nawawala ang bride? Bakit hindi na nakikita ang ningning sa iyo? Bakit nawawala na ang sigla sa iyo bilang bride of the Lord? Because you have divided loyalty. Wala kang pagpirmi. Hindi ka steadfast, hindi ka faithful. Hindi ka nananatili. Konting irritation, umaalis ka na. Konting mga differences, aalis ka na. Konting mga hindi pagkakaunawaan, aalis ka na. Pagka nakakita ka ng maraming gawain, aayaw ka na. Pag nakita mo, wow, ganun pala, magkakaroon pala ako ng 12 disciples, ayoko na. And you will go to another church and you will go to another pastor. And it's sad, one time, no, leader ka dito. You are a leader in this church and you attend to another church. Kapatid, divided loyalty will not make you, will not help you become the beautiful bride. Kung titignan po natin itong church na to, angkinin po natin. Hindi po ibig sabihin na sa akin lang to. Ibig po sabihin, I have the responsibility here. I am a leader here. I am accountable to whatever happens in this church. Mananagot ako sa Diyos. Kung ano man mangyari sa aking mga life group members. But you know what? Divided loyalty will kill you. Divided loyalty will mar your gown. No, kapag dapat nagsiserve ka talaga sa iisang church, nagsiserve ka talaga sa iyong Panginoon through the leaders that God has given you. Kapatid, ilang tao ang nagsasalita sa iyo? Mayroon kang live group leader. Pero meron ka ding ibang live group leader sa ibang lugar. Mahirap po 'yun. You need to have a loyal heart, a steadfast spirit. Sabi po dito, let's have a reading, Matthew 6:24, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Though this verse is about finances, but this verse, no, gives us the essence of loyalty, gives us the substance of being determined, talagang decidido, no, na ito talaga ang mas mahalaga sa akin, ang Diyos ba o ang kayamanan. Kapatid, sino ba, ilan ba leader mo sa buhay? You know, in this church, no, we have the Lord. He is our leader. He is our shepherd. He is our pastor. Pero pag ba pumunta tayo sa church, maririnig mo ba, bubukas ang pinto? Ay, bubukas ang ano po tawag dito? Kisame! And then sabi, everybody please keep quiet because right now God will descend and He will speak to us. Ganun po ba? Hindi po bubukas ang kisame. Hindi po tayo lalabas doon at mag-aantay sa pagbukas ng heaven so that we can hear the voice of God. How does God speak to us? Sa paanong paraan po nag-i-speak ang Diyos?
Yes, una sa salita ng Diyos. Pero paano mo mako-confirm ang salita ng Diyos, ang direksyon na tetahakin mo from the Word of God? You need to have a leader. Leader who will influence your life towards Christ-likeness. Leader is the voice of the Lord. The leader, the pastor, is the one appointed by God in your life to guide you along righteousness. So it flows down. And then in this church, after the pastor, we have the primary 12 leaders. Kaya the primary 12 leaders share pulpit, share ministry with the pastor, because kayo na rin po yung parang pastor talaga sa inyong mga kanya-kanyang mga tribo. And then come after the primary 12 leader is the life group leader. Now we follow this because we believe that the anointing comes from the Lord to our senior pastor, Pastor Al. It flows down to us. Kahit ako po, no, I am a pastor to the women, mas gusto ko pang tawagin na Ate Sitas. Because sa pagkakilala ko, isa lang po talaga yung pastor, that's Pastor Al. Kaya nga po sa bahay namin, ang tawag ko po sa kanya, Pastor, pakilinis na po yung electric fan. Okay. Pastor, yung pong labas na, walisan ko na, sunod po yung itaas. Kayo na po, ah. At least, pastor pa din siya. No, mga kapatid, no one is above, no students is above a teacher. God instituted a leader to us. Not to overrule us, not to dictate what to do and not to do, but to love us. Ito lang po ang aking puso, laging panalangin, lagi kong sinasabi sa primary 12. Kapag po ako ay nagpo-form na po sa kanila, bigyan nyo naman sana ako ng pagkakataon. When I correct them, I don't focus on the thing they do and not do. They did and not did. What I said to them, everything had been said and done. Sana lang, next time, bigyan mo ako ng pagkakataong mahalin ka. Bigyan mo ako ng pagkakataong makipag-usap muna sa iyo bago tayo gumawa ng desisyon. Sana sa panahon ng kabiguan, no, kasama mo pa rin ako. At sa panahon ng tagumpay, I will celebrate for you. And I will celebrate with you. It's all about love. It's not about lording over. It's not about dictating things to you. But God gave us men to lead us. Pero ang tanong, ilan ang nagli-lead sa'yo? So this time, sabi doon, no one can serve two masters. The runaway bride begins to look at the sacrifices involved with a scary cold commitment and begins to rethink the desire to forsake all others for the sake of the gospel of Christ. Kapatid, this time, we are the bride of Christ. Now po, let us be glad, let us rejoice. No, tingnan po natin ang ganda na ilalabas natin by the word of the Lord. And for the sake of Jesus Christ, let's do it in love and for love. For Him and for the lost. Sabi doon, let us be loyal. Sabi ni Joshua, chapter 24, verse 15. Everybody please read with me, go. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Ang dami pong Diyos-Diyosan sa bayan ng Israel. Ang dami pong Diyos-Diyosan na tatawagan ang mga Israelita. Pero but for Joshua, the leader of the nation, the leader appointed by God, he made the declaration and he made the choice to serve the Lord and to follow all His ways, all His life. Kapatid, yun din po ang aking mungkahe sa inyo. If you, together with your household, will serve the Lord, why not choose to serve Him in this church for the rest of your life? Amen. Ang dami pong buildings, ang dami pong church, May mga mega church. Sabi nga ni Pastor Al, if you want to see artista, go to this church. If you want to have clients, go to this church. If you want, ano pa ba? If you want talaga yung totoong magaganda, dito yun sa Cross World. Diba? Mga kapatid, we have all the choices in this world. But we don't just operate on choices. We operate and we are founded on faithfulness of God. God is faithful and we should always also be faithful. Kapatid, hanga po ako sa mga taong narito pa rin. Dumaan po yan sa silong, sa ilalim ng puno ng talisay, sa haunted house, hanggang sa theater, hanggang sa kataas-taasan ng Bulingan, hanggang sa susunod uling theater, hanggang sa makarating dito, you are here. How I wish I can be like you. Tawagin man ako ng Diyos, o datnan man ako ng Diyos sa Pilipinas o sa Amanlupalop, ang aking puso ay para pa rin sa church na ito. Amen! At ang sabi dito ni Joshua, kung aalis ka rin lang naman, kung ayaw mo na sa church na ito, sabi doon, huwag ka nang mag-look back. Don't look back anymore. Go forward. Yung iba, aalis sa church. Lumalakad, pero nakatingin pa rin. O anong ginagawa nila? O anong ginagawa nila? Baka malaglag ako. O ginagawa nila? O tignan mo nga? O tignan mo nga? Umalis ka na eh, di ba? Don't look back. Kawawa ka naman, mahulog ka sa bangin. Kapatid, you need to make a choice. And your choice should be founded on the Word of God. Your choice should be founded on the faithfulness of Lord, of the Lord. Alam nyo, ang sukatan po, bakit ba tayo nananatili? Alam nyo yung pananatili lang po natin sa church? Yung pananatili natin, whatever circumstance may come in our lives, nanatili ka pa rin sa life group leader mo. Dati po, in this church, pwede po makapili ng life group leader eh, pero ngayon hindi na po. Bakit? We want you to learn how to be steadfast, how to be faithful, and how to love your leader. Hindi yung porkit merong irritation, alis ka na. Hindi porkit hindi nagkasundo, alis ka na. Learn to be lover. Learn to be a lover. Learn to be faithful. Learn to be loyal. And then ang sabi doon ng Panginoon, kailangan makita mo na sinasabi ko po kanina, na ang pananatili mo sa isang church ay hindi lang basta nananatili ka. This is a test of your character. Test po ito ng karakter. Bakit ka nandito? Kasi una, mahal mo ang Diyos. Paano kung hindi ka na dito ikasal? Paano kung magka-break kayo ng mahal mo? Paano kung mawala siya? Lilipat na ako ng church. That's the choice! Pero ang sabi doon, hindi. Marami kang pwedeng pagpilian. Pero pag nakita mo, dito ka lalago, dito ka titibay, dito mo pa makikita si Lord, dito mo sasalubungin si Lord, dito ka tatawagin ni Lord, whatever happens, you will love the church. You will stay in this church. Amen! Amen! Do you still love the church? Amen! Mga kapatid, tingnan po natin, isan pa. Last, next slide. This is the kind of love that God wants us to be, to have, and experience. Ang kapalit po ng pag-ibig ng Diyos at ang pagpapaganda ng Diyos sa atin ay ang Kanyang buhay. Huwag po natin i-trust yan. And then last, sabi po dito, let us rejoice and be glad. Ang paghihintay po natin, may kasamang paglilingkod. Ang paghihintay po natin, may kasamang pagmamahal. Ang paglilingkod po natin, may kasamang tapang. Ang paglilingkod po natin, may kasamang pananatili. Kasi hindi ito panghabang buhay. Surely it will happen. There is gonna be the wedding of the Lamb. And you are invited. Last, the runaway bride of Christ is fearful, selfish, with divided loyalty. But the real bride of Christ is cleansed from all fears, purified for a great purpose, and faithful for life. Tapusin na po natin ang ating pagtakbo. Pag-iral sa buhay na punong-puno ng sarili. Yung sakit ko, yung hurts ko, yung ako, paano naman ako, tapos na po yun. Kasi darating ang araw, papahiri naman ng Lord lahat yan. Palitan mo ng saya, palitan mo ng tapang, palitan mo ng pagtatapat, palitan mo ng pananatili, because you will bear fruits if you became the real bride of Christ.